Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden and Cass is here.
Oh, he's right, I am.
And we are also joined by a guy who unfortunately told us that he lives right by the studio and has not much on. Again, it is Broden Kelly.
Hello, Australian audience, but hello, predominantly British audience.
Oh, why is that?
Because you told me that that's your, like, the breakdown of your pod.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's predominant. I haven't checked it in a while, but it's just a lot. There's a lot in there.
You got a lot of British people. I respect that.
Yeah. A lot of govs, a lot of ma'am. What do they call women in England?
A lot of
ma'am, M-A-M.
If your British people will love this.
Mm-hmm.
Pret a manger.
Oh, pret a manger. Yeah.
Bit of pret.
Isn't that an American thing?
No,
it's British.
Takeaway.
It'll be French, I think.
What's the American
one? I think it's French.
That's a similar vibe to pret a manger.
They have pret a manger in like New York, but it's not as big. Like in London. It's mostly pret a mangers.
Mm. Mm.
The equivalent, I think, would be Starbucks.
Well, actually, this is quite fitting because our topic today is the shops.
Well, these are shops. Yeah.
These are shops.
I really liked that Melbourne. So we're talking about shops getting pret a manger taken over everything in London. There's probably not many. All the cafes are strangled by pret a manger and their delicious food at
no
low
more
price.
Mom and pop.
Yeah, but in Melbourne, because we're such wankers and our coffee culture is so strong, Starbucks came to town and we said no thank you.
Yeah.
And there's only like three Starbucks and they're all in the city and where all the international people are.
And we wear that as a badge of pride in Australia that we're like, actually, it didn't do well here.
Yeah, and also we created McCafe.
Yeah, exactly. However.
McCafe seems to be, and McCafe is attached to the McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
So you can't really escape it. But that is the only time I can think of a chain where people are like, oh, I'll go to the chain.
Yeah.
And it's because Macca's is with the other Macca's. Yeah. It's already there.
Get a coffee and a little bacon and egg McMuff.
They've got deals. It's a bit cheaper.
Yeah.
But every other chain store, every time someone's like, oh, we can meet here, part of me, I'll always
go. You can't meet at a chain. Don't do that.
I know, but like sometimes people will be like, do you want to meet at the chain? I'm like, ooh.
There needs to be a certain amount of guilt going to a chain restaurant, I think.
Let me tell you something. I'm in a group called Auntie Donna, and we do
Never
sketch comedy online predominantly. Our first ever meeting was at a Starbucks
really?
At Southern Cross Station.
Technically
on the Hurstbridge line.
But sizzle for a future episode.
Yeah, sizzle for tomorrow's episode.
Our first ever meeting was at the Starbucks at Southern Cross Station. So we decided, because when I was 21, I was like, Starbucks is cool.
Yeah.
And also a lot of
Carrie
the guys
from Sex and the City probably goes there.
It was it's common meeting place from everyone. If you live around Melbourne, meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Like Malcolm.
I was always fascinated by all of the drinks at Starbucks because you get all the import news.
Kids love Starbucks.
Now, still?
Yeah. So if you go to shopping centre, I was going to say, there's a badge of pride in Melbourne is that you don't drink Starbucks because we're so cool that we have it at other places.
Yeah.
But
you got to go to a cafe where the barista spits on you.
If you go to, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Has some sort of beard, a tattoo.
Mm.
If you go to High Point Shopping Centre,
yeah.
If you go to Doncaster Shopping Centre.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you go to the Starbucks at these places,
uh-huh.
You're going to see a line down the block.
It's because TikTok is like, hey, you can, Starbucks hack, you can get this, and they'll just let you pay $17 for a thing.
And I'm talking about myself when I say what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's nothing a suburban kid in Australia loves more than American shit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Remember when Krispy Kreme was coming around?
When it was coming out, oh, my God, there's a Krispy Kreme here.
There's a Krispy Kreme.
Oh, my God.
Krispy Kreme. And, like, what else? Like, anytime an American thing comes, suburban, that's the trick, right? If you're going to open an American chain, put it in the shopping centers.
Yeah.
Because that's what we love.
Yeah, you got to put it where the kids are going to go. Put it where the kids are going to get dropped off by their parents with $15.
Put it where the kids are going to go.
Yeah. Put it near a Rebel Sport and you are going to make money.
I was at a shopping center last night. Seeing,
which one?
Northland.
Yeah.
Transformers Rise of the Beasts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Really glad they put a Daiso in that.
Yeah. It's the Optimus Primal. He's like the
it's a gorilla, but he's Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime. But they're friends.
Oh, that's nice.
They fight the evil Ultron.
Ultron, no.
Unicron.
I don't know, but it's not Ultron.
Uniqlo.
Uniqlo at the
Decepticons.
No, Unicron.
By
Unicron
Megatron.
Unicron is a planet.
Okay.
Transformer. Anyway.
The planet's a Transformer?
No, a planet is the most evil bad guy in Transformers. He is a planet. And he gets his energy from sucking up planets. I believe Megatron is a subsidiary of Unicron.
Is the planet a robot?
Yeah.
How could...
He floats through the air and kills planets. Isn't that cool?
How? That's too big.
Yeah, I know.
You can't have a robot
and
that
in
big.
The 80s...
Who made him?
I don't know. In the 80s... He was played by Orson Welles. It was the last role.
Hey.
The last role that Orson Welles ever played was Unicron.
You're pretty good at impressions. What's your Orson Welles like?
My year 12 drama solo was Orson Welles.
Oh, lay it on me. Worlds.
Say more.
What was your prop?
I had a mic stand that I turned into because it was War of the Worlds.
Of course.
I had a mic stand that I turned into a propeller like a machine gun.
Oh, yeah.
I used a lot of props.
Mic stand's a good one.
Yeah.
It is a good one.
I had too many props, but I did do Top Class.
Oh, well done.
Aww.
I feel embarrassed. My Orson. No, I can't do it.
Come on.
We'll cut this out.
Oh, God. Orson Welles, he's coming out of the. That's just that.
That's good.
I think it was good.
You've just got to. No, do you know what it is? You know what? It's like Maurice LaMarche, who plays Pinky in the Brain, who famously does the best Orson Welles impersonation in the world.
Okay.
He uses, there's this famous recording of Orson Welles in like the 60s cracking the shits with the people recording the audio because he's doing an ad about frozen peas and like, we know remote farm, not far from here. He's like, in July, peas grow there. And he's like, come on, guys, this is bad English. You're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct people in Shakespeare like this, guys. Come on. And it's this angry old man getting upset about the language of a frozen pea set. But that's my impersonation. How did
we
get here?
I don't know.
War of the Worlds, Rise of the Beast.
Yes.
I was at a shopping center last night. Food court. Food courts are trendy now, friends.
That's not true. They're not trendy.
At the Northland.
Gelatissimo.
Oh, you mean the outside food court?
No, inside food court.
They've got
Gelatissimo at the bottom of the escalator. Gelatissimo.
Gelatissimo, I'm
China bar.
China bar's in the Northland?
China bar.
Oh.
And then it's fancy, man. Mad Mex.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
Oh,
love
Mad Mex. I'm big on Mad Mex.
You're familiar with Mad Mex?
I'm familiar with the...
Mad Mex.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to the Northland for food?
No.
Yeah.
No. It's just... The drive and then the park. I've done it before to duck in for an item, but I want to enjoy my meals. I'm on my break.
100%. Sit down, take it in.
Yeah.
Tell you what I love. Going to Doncaster Shopping Centre.
What is... Okay, let's
rank. I used to work at the Toys R Us there.
Get out. It's a bad job, I've heard. My brother worked at Toys R Us.
That was okay.
They had to pay him out because they weren't paying him right for a year.
Oh, I didn't have that. They paid me pretty well. I used to work Sundays.
Hang on. They paid you pretty well until you turned 18 and then they stopped giving you shifts so they didn't have to pay you.
No, they stopped giving me shifts because I was a terrible employee. I would come to work still sort of half stoned and then just look at the wrestling action figures.
That's dope.
And I would play Bop It and not do any stuff.
I imagine the CEO's like, we want stoners.
Yeah.
That's like their model.
Because the whole thing, because I would work the Sunday afternoon to night shift, finish at like 9 p.m., right?
Yeah.
I want to move to Saturday. And finish it like 8 or 9.
Mm.
And so I would get there, hang out, see what's going on, try and avoid all the customers. And then the we
Northland?
Had Doncaster, mate. Listen, sorry, listen.
Sorry, yeah.
Had the one half of the store was the boys' toys and the girls' toys. The other half of the store was like stuffed animals and like science-y toys and books, right? That was how it was divided. So I would always take the girls' and boys' toys. That was my half. And then I would do no work until 15 minutes before we had to finish everything. And I would run through and try and clean all of the aisles. And you have to pull everything forward and make it look nice.
Yeah.
And with a toy store, the aisles are full of a million things. And so it takes forever.
Ugh.
So I would just be like, all right, I'm going turbo mode. And then I would get like maybe 60% through all of the aisles. And then my shift would be over.
That's great.
Mm. It was a cool job.
I love Doncaster shopping town.
Great.
And I love...
Oh, cat.
It's a beautiful cat looking at us.
The cat looking at us out the window. Hey, cat.
Hey, cat.
You shouldn't be in here.
It's a beautiful cat.
She's so beautiful.
Doncaster shops?
I love shopping centres.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm. I really do. Like, I think, it's a deep part of me that loves the shopping
centre. It makes me feel calm.
Yeah, I think on every...
childhood.
On every level... Like, with my logic brain, I despise them. I'm like, these big, giant corporations that take so much energy, all the shit that they have to demolish to do, all the chain stores. But then I get in there, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like anyone else there.
Take me to the big Kmart. Yeah.
I don't like the people in them.
Mm.
And I don't like that everyone working there is sad.
Yeah.
But at its core, I love a shopping
center. Yeah. I think Hayden and I have spoken about this off air, where I had this big realization that I'm like, I need to find out what I like doing in life, you know, hobbies and stuff, but not even the big stuff. Like, what do I like on a small scale that brings me joy day to day?
Mm.
And I realized that I really like shopping centers.
Yeah.
Like, even if I'm not buying anything.
What is it about
it? What is it you like?
Well, I really like grabbing, like, a nice hot drink and having a wander. I like seeing, like, you know, on all the, like, logical bad capitalism stuff, awful. Yeah. But it's really nice to see the things that people like because trends and stuff change. And I think it's really cool to see.
Walk past a store that's selling candles. You're like, oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah.
There's always some sort of shop that's a moment, isn't there?
Like, there's always moments in time.
Yeah.
And there'll be people doing, like, the in-betweeny stalls having their little thing of a sale at a time.
Or you go to the little in-between kiosk, get yourself a cookie.
Oh, yeah. And they have cookies at a shopping center.
Or a muffin from Muffin Break.
There's people at shopping centers who are, I'm doing cookies.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, this Mrs. Fields, you know.
Oh, Mrs. Fields. No cookie shop smells the same as hers.
No.
No.
My favorite time of the year, I love Christmas so much.
Oh, I love Christmas too.
Yeah.
Christmas at Doncaster shops, that's nice.
Oh, my God, the glowing lights.
I don't care for Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Because that's just with your boring old family.
Yeah.
I love the month lead up.
Absolutely.
Good movies come out.
Yep.
You're
off school.
Tom, who I do my footy pod with and makes all of Donna's music, and my brother Mitchell.
Yeah.
We have a ritual that's now like.
Is he Artie Ziff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mitchell. And it's about 6 years old now where there's a day in the lead up to Christmas, like within 5 days of Christmas, where we will go to a Chadston, which is the Unicron of shopping centres.
Oh, scary. And open till 3.
Yep.
Sometimes.
And we have the full, like, you know, because at good shopping centres, they have the state-of-the-art Hoyts's, which is a cinema chain.
Or a big village or something.
Yeah. State-of-the-art cinemas.
Mm.
So the Chadston Hoyts, there's usually some big Disney film coming out, whether it's a Star Wars or a Spider-Man, which is not Disney.
Don't Disney own Marvel now?
They own half of it, but Marvel Spider-Man is Sony.
It's a bit Sony, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So at the Hoyts at Chadston, I remember it was state of the art. They don't have a candy store.
Yeah.
They have a candy walkway where you go through and pick up your popcorn. Then they've got the drink fountains. You're like, well, I want this one. And then you pick up this thing and you pick up and then you take it to the counter on your way through to the movie.
That's how Christmas feels.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's like a brand new Hoyts. And then you watch a Star Wars or an episode 1 or 2 or 3 or like, you know, and then do your shopping.
Mm.
And it's this magical, wonderful day. It's my favorite bit of shopping set.
It's good.
And you always end up at T2.
Oh yeah. Get something for mum at T2.
A little cup of the little sample.
Yeah.
You try a bit of tea and you're like, what is this? And you're looking at the thing, you're like, oh, I could buy that. And then you found out that this is the first time I heard about Macon's tea with soy milk makes it taste better.
Really?
Well, not every tea, but like I'd take a bit and be like, oh, what's in this? Like, oh, it's this tea. And I'd look at it and they'd be like, but we made it with soy milk. And
right.
We put a spoon of honey in the jar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's elevated the tea experience.
Yeah, fascinating.
They teach you things.
So
what's your tea go to?
Well, I was going to say about tea too. My tea too, if it's tea too or just normal tea?
Tea too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know both. But...
mine is a Melbourne breakfast.
Yeah, I agree.
With oat milk.
I like that. I think that's fun. I'm not having enough tea. I'm a big coffee boy. But yeah, what I'll tell you is I have a lot of women in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Brag.
I'm very successful. My partner has.
Who refuses to come on this podcast.
Yeah, Annie. She would just like, those
invited
dogs.
Her so many times to come on. She's like, nah. She's got stuff on.
She calls you those dogs.
Mm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She has three sisters who I, you know, buy presents for. And then I got my mum. I got Annie. I got, oh, that's enough. That's enough women. And so T2 is, I'm like, I walk in there and I say, excuse me, depressed lady who's been abused all day by customers at Doncaster. Mm. Give me all of this shit. Give me the squid.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying when I say the squid?
You did an action that is familiar to me. You sort of put something in another thing.
I don't know what you mean by
squid. Is it a tea strainer?
T2 is good for tea. I'll take their tea.
Yep.
But what T2 is really good for...
the knickknacks.
...is tea ancillary products.
The paraphernalia. Yeah.
The squid. Mm. We call it the squid in our house.
And what is the squid?
The squid is... teapots are for losers.
Yeah.
Obviously. This is a teapot. But it's them plastic ones with a handle. You open the top of it, put your tea in there, boil the water, fill that with boiling water.
So far it's a teapot.
Yep.
Steep.
Yep. So teapot still.
Get your mug.
Yeah.
Put the teapot, for lack of a better word, I'll call it the squid. Put the squid on top of it.
And you push.
Of the mug.
And it squids out like
yes,
ink.
It pushes out the bottom.
Oh,
so in the
why?
Same way that you have
is that
it,
better than pouring?
It isn't because then it can leak out the bottom when you put it down on a counter.
Disagree.
Okay, why is it better?
Because
it's tricked you.
Because it's easier. It's... none of this pouring shit. Just put it on top, and it leaks out
from a million tiny holes in the bottom.
No, just one pure hole.
One pure hole. That's awful.
The ultimate hole.
That's the silliest thing I've heard in a long time.
It's easier to clean. You pull off the lid and you just get the leaves out of there.
I thought you were supposed to clean a teapot. Is that a thing?
You just rinse it out with hot water. You just rinse the teapot out with hot water.
Yeah. No, it's too much.
You don't need
That's
to clean
a thing
hole,
in England as well, is it was like having some disgusting old tea is actually good for the flavor. That's what these
probably
people...
is, you probably. Can never, it you sounds can, like something that could be true.
You can never properly clean a teapot. You can't get in there.
Okay, so you're happy to eliminate spout.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I see where you're coming from.
I disagree.
Out with the spout. I've said that for years. It's tattooed on my asshole.
Between the Netflix and the ABC.
And I walked into my tattoo parlor. I said, Carly, I got one for you. And she said, out with a spout on your asshole? I said, yeah.
Yeah,
and,
you know it.
And then I was like, actually, I think it'll hurt too much. And so I don't have it.
So it's just one pure hole.
One pure hole.
Mm.
I will get you one for Christmas.
Please do.
Okay.
Because
I love that.
They are the dopest. Mm. They are the illest, son.
I usually...
You're so cool and young.
Yeah, man. Fresh to death, son.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's terminal.
Yeah.
I usually use those tea baskets, the metal one.
Yeah, good.
And often they'll have like a little character leaning over the mug. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I use the big wide net ones from T2. I love the tea accoutrement there. So it's like, it's about as wide as the... a hole for the cup.
Yeah.
And it's pretty deep. So you just like do a spoonful of tea and you dunk it in there. Because the ones that are the characters leaning over the side, the ones that are the little mesh balls, the tea expands in there
stuff.
And then it gets stuck.
Yeah.
Where's like it a, gets like, stuck. Is there a tea bag you can make and it's like a mace, like a metal mace, and you can put like a, it's like a metal reusable tea bag.
Yeah, there's that.
I'm not for that. I'm against.
I see them and I think three uses, I reckon, before it starts going weird.
They're flimsy, but they're okay.
They don't account for how much they expand. Just use the metal basket.
Yeah, the metal basket's good. The strainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Annie will use that. I hate cleaning teapots.
Yeah.
The amount of teapots in my house that are dirty and full of loose leaf tea.
Because you just buy a new one every time.
Yeah, there's so many teapots.
the
squid, which is awful. I'm joking. I love the squid.
The metal basket strainer we have at home. We've got one that's like a mesh net and bent out of shape. Awful. The other one is nice and solid.
Mm.
But the thing I don't like about it is that Lucy found it on the side of the road.
She found a mesh teapot. strainer on the side of the road.
Yeah, and now we use that for tea and we drink out of it. Yeah.
But you can clean it. It's metal.
Well, that's the logic, I think.
And are you happy?
Well, I wasn't, but now I don't care because I've drunk out of it enough times. I'm like, well, if it was going to kill me, it would have.
Yeah, I'd be dead. Yeah. You know? I love T2 is really important to me because of it's an important mechanic in my life.
Yeah.
But I prefer Twinings, if I'm being honest. Like,
really?
Yeah, I like PG's, which is a big British tea.
Oh, yeah, right, the tips. Yeah,
I found out Melbourne Breakfast Tea is just Earl Grey tea with a bit of vanilla flavouring in it.
Dope. Yeah.
Which really ruined the illusion for me.
Australian what? Afternoon, if you go into like a Woolworths or a Coles, Australian afternoon is a really nice tea.
I'm not changing. Melbourne Breakfast is my tea. This is my system. Lucy will buy me a big bag of Melbourne Breakfast Tea for Christmas or my birthday. It's around the same time. Work through it over the year. Then my birthday rolls around. I'm out of tea. New bag of tea. Easy.
Yeah. See, my favorite is I love a Melbourne breakfast. I think that's a really good crowd pleaser.
Mm.
Vanilla's delicious. And I think that that's so many.
I felt that was a jab. It's a crowd pleaser. It's basic.
I drink it a lot of the days, but
it felt, pointed.
My favorite is the French Earl Grey.
Yeah, cool.
From T2. Because no other French Earl Grey tastes that way. So I don't know what they're doing. I guess wrong if all of the other ones taste slightly different.
Where do they make their tea? Do we want to know?
Big box. I don't know.
It's probably awful.
Yeah, what's the stuff? Because
I did hear something about tea farmers somewhere were destroying automatic tea picking machines.
Good
or
on
something.
Them.
Well, that seems researched and good.
Mm. Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love a tea. And I would love your opinion on this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're a teapot house.
Okay.
Like a kettle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, that's not that way.
And by like a kettle, I mean not a teapot, a kettle.
Yeah,
You use a kettle.
Stovetop kettle.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And I love my stovetop kettle.
Uh-huh.
For two reasons.
Yeah.
One, trendy.
Oh, yeah.
Two?
Whistle.
Three. It whistles. Two. Bench space. Utilize bench space.
But where do you put it when you're not using it?
On the stove.
But then you've got stove space.
But that's a nice. It looks nice.
Okay.
And it's like it's not. It's not a
yell at me.
It's not in competition with the toaster or the air fryer.
Yeah.
You can't be adding an air fryer to a kitchen and go, well, now
We have been struggling with this in my home.
It's a whole
the world
thing.
Is struggling with this.
Yeah. I've tried
it wasn't
to.
Built
I've got
this.
A stand that I put the air fryer on, so we've at least got a little bit of like
we need,
breathe space underneath the air fryer.
We need to relook at kitchens now.
We need an additional 30 centimeters of bench space.
At least.
Yeah.
And with the big fat boys, the
air
fryers.
Oh, my God. Make them smaller, but still let me put my stuff in it.
Yeah, go. Okay. As long as they're
Figure
big for my
out.
Nuggets, we're good. Now.
Yeah.
Now.
My kettle. I love my kettle, whistles. But if I'm being honest, I'd drink that much more tea if it was ready quicker.
Yeah.
So my dream.
Uh-huh.
An urn.
I want them fancy house, press a button, boiling water.
The little bippy things.
Oh, the instant hot water tap.
Yeah. And you can get them installed in your house, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But they do not add a great deal of value and they are quite expensive to put in.
Yeah,
I can't imagine they'd add value to the home, but they would add value to your life.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, well, who are you living for? Or your house price?
I'm living for me.
Mm.
I'm living for me like Carrie.
Tell you what I really want to do is when I own a house, which I will do, hopefully.
Yeah.
I just need a significant amount of more money. That's
more
okay.
Shifts at Toys R Us.
Yeah. They're back, actually.
Yeah.
That's a whole,
you can't kill toys.
You can't kill toys. Can't kill childhood dreams.
And also a lot of adults buying toys these days, you know what I mean?
People are weird.
Yeah, people are aggressive.
We're sitting in an empire of it.
Yeah. I think my favorite customer at Toys R Us when I worked there was like these two, I don't know, late teens came in. They were older than me at the time, but I was young. And they had no shoes on, and they seem dirty, hippie types.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
ankle
Bush.
Bracelets,
anklets,
that kind of thing. Anklets, yep, etc. And they were like, "Hey, do you have any kaleidoscopes?"
Fuck yeah!
And I sorted them right out.
Did they leave so happy?
They felt because we had a section called the dollar section, which is just where the cheap shit goes.
Mm.
And there's one in there. Because I used my skill and cunning to remember where the only kaleidoscope in the store was. And they looked at it and they were like, yeah, that'll work.
That'll do nicely. What other shops do you guys love?
Did you ever work at a shop?
I've never done retail.
At a hospital?
My first job was a basketball ref and being abused by 40-year-old men.
Yep.
And then I
went,
did you ever coach?
15.
How much older are you than me?
I'm 34.
Okay, so you're 8 years older than me. Jesus. How long did you do it for?
4 or 5 years.
So you might have, do you reckon you would have refereed the E-grade division Eltham Wildcats in 2008?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Really?
That was at the back
end. At the Eltham Stadium?
Oh, 2008 would have been the back end of my career. Like I was doing it in year 12 and then I might have picked up a shift for some, but not very common.
2007, 2008, I reckon I was
2007.
Maybe 2006.
But Eltham Wildcats.
Yeah.
Wildcats. If we're diverging.
Yeah.
Too big a club. You had like.
There's a million people in that club.
It was too many.
It was half the league.
Yeah.
It was one team.
Yeah.
Could and the bullying boomers. You're both too powerful.
Or the, yeah.
I was the Banyule Hawks, little tiny little mum and pop organisation in McLeod.
Yeah, indie.
But so that was my first job. My second job. You would have fouled me. Yeah. Oh, no, I would have called a foul on you.
Fuck, sorry.
I wouldn't have fouled. An 18-year-old man would have assaulted you.
Chopping me on the wrists. Yeah.
So my second job was at the Melbourne Cricket Ground in customer service for the Melbourne Cricket
Club. That's right. You did the MCC.
And just got abused by 60-year-old men.
Yeah.
Ah, moving up.
Yeah. I guess that's not retail. It's more customer service. And then I was fired because I was doing too many. I kept cancelling to go and do comedy gigs.
Yeah.
But at one point, I worked at Coles Ivanhoe when they
were. Did you?
When they
were. With Mr. Tom.
We started at the same time.
Did you?
And they was making that Coles a fancy Coles.
Yeah. It is a fancy Coles.
To compete with Leo's.
Yeah, they were doing prototype stuff.
Listen to tomorrow's episode for more Leo's chat.
Yeah. With you. And they were starting a fish deli. And they needed people to work in the fish deli, and they wanted to replicate a market. So they had us in full overalls, gutting and scaling and filleting fucking fish.
Wow!
Can I fact check something with you?
Yeah.
So one of my friends used to work in the fish section of
Coles.
One of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Of Coles or Woolworths, I can't remember. And apparently, part of shucking the oysters, they were like hated shucking the oysters because the oysters were covered in cum.
What?
Oh, like a year, maybe.
What?
Like from the oyster to oyster.
I used to come on the oyster.
That's why I don't work at Coles Ivanhoe anymore.
Oyster jizz. Yeah. All over the oysters. You got
the whole department. If you work in fish, you have my respect.
It's a lot of cum.
Spoofy.
It was the worst 3 months of my life.
Yeah.
I hated, jobs are bad.
Yeah.
And some jobs are worse than others. But when you left that place, you reeked of old, disgusting fish.
Mm.
And that's not a smell you can get off you.
Do you use the steel soap or?
Steel soap, I would get coffee grounds and rub them into my hands.
Oh, you're really going all
lemon,
out.
Lemon. Like you could not. There was always somewhere. Yeah. And it's one, like it was a strong smell. So if it was a little bit under.
De-gloving your hands.
I used to glove as much as possible. It just stayed with you. It was the worst.
Mm.
Was
it in your nose maybe?
No, it was
That sort of old joke was like, when I poke here, it hurts. When I poke there, it hurts. When I poke there, it hurts. Oh, you got a broken finger.
Hey, it's funny, but also just a really great way of looking at the world.
Yeah, maybe you got fish in your nose.
Yeah, maybe you got fish nose.
I was like 21, I was cool. Full head of hair.
Yeah.
And I'd go out like to see my friend's band and they'd be like, what smells like fish?
Let's stop the set.
That's this fucking
loser. What stinks like fish in here?
Yeah.
And that's this is a rock concert.
Yeah.
Only good smells.
Yeah. And that band went on to be AC/DC.
Wow. That's a cool story.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Shops.
Yeah. Did you work at any shops, Cass? What shops did you work? You worked at shops.
I've worked at shops. One of my first jobs, I mean, I've done like the hospice stuff, but one of my first jobs was being a in-store demonstrator for coffee machines.
Oh, that's right.
Which kind of, do you let us say the brand?
Nespresso. No, Nespresso.
You were a Nespresso.
I was.
George Clooney.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet him?
Yeah.
Which Nespresso?
He trained me.
Which Nespresso shop were you at?
No, I was in like a Good Guys. So, like, I was hired by a third party. I wasn't hired by Nespresso. I was hired by another team.
Oh, I love Good
to be
Guys.
Trained up to do the in-store demonstration. So I'd stand at the front of a Good Guys and people
and make
would
make people
in.
Coffee.
Yeah. I just make people coffee.
And Nespresso coffee, say, put the pot in. And
oh, the coffees make themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I explain how the machines work. And sometimes people will come in and say, hi, I am, you know, I'm about to buy a caravan and I want to have coffee in the caravan. And I'd be like, cool. Let's figure out what machine is good enough for your caravan and also isn't too weird for your caravan.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something about Good Guys?
Yeah.
I love Good Guys.
I like it too. Pay cash, slash the prices.
Yeah.
Love that. That seems shady.
Can I tell you about everyone who works at JB Hi-Fi and Good Guys?
Yeah.
All of them? Arnie Donner fans.
Every single one?
Oh, yes. JB's,
I believe that.
JB's more so than Good Guys, but like the electronics department of Good Guys.
Yeah.
You walk into a JB as a Donner guy, they're like,
hey, you get a good deal.
Hello. And you go, oh, I just want to buy the video game or I want to buy that.
Yeah.
Good
luck. Do you ever get any sneaky deals, store discounts and stuff?
My brother-in-law works at JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
Oh, and, so you've got a man on the inside.
I've got my guy.
Yeah.
I was at a Good Guys the other day and I wanted a new TV and they're like, this is the last one of last year's stock and we're trying to get rid of it. It was a $3,000 or $4,000 TV and like, we're getting rid of it for $1,800 today.
Nice.
And like, we just want to get it out of here. Do you want it? And I'm like, I genuinely do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I just have to ask my brother-in-law. And if I buy it and don't tell him, he'll be mad at me. And so I messaged him and he said, do not buy that television.
Why?
And I was like, why? And he's like, that's old. I'm like, I know, but it's on special. I was like, I only buy through me. Only buy through me.
I'm your guy. I'll look like, after you, mate. I'll do you a deer.
And
I won't lead you astray.
This looks nice.
But it's only like a year old. Who
do
cares?
Not buy this TV. I will get you a better deal. And I was like, it's here, man.
It's a really good deal.
Yeah, but
he didn't buy it?
If I walk out of here today, you've got to get me the best deal that's ever been dealed.
Yeah.
And he's like, I promise you. And he said, we just have to wait till the new financial year.
Oh.
Well, guess what, James? It's coming, mate.
TikTok.
Oh, this was recent.
Mm. And the guys had a great deal, and they liked PUD.
Yeah.
Sound like Good Guys.
Yeah. Well, they are the Good Guys.
Oh.
I remember there was an ad, and I don't know if I'm getting it right, but I think it was Harvey Norman acquired Good Guys.
Really?
And the ad was maybe Harvey Norman, the man.
I think it's two men. Man.
I think they're two men. Jerry Harvey.
And,
Like... Harvey Norman just bought Good Guys. Big mistake. Everything's got to go. And there's a big sale at Good Guys.
Wow.
So I don't know if they
aren't. Big mistake.
Yeah, he said, we just bought Good Guys. Big mistake.
Why was it a big mistake?
I don't know.
Was that just part of their shtick? Being like, what? Take advantage of our silly decisions.
Yeah. They make silly ads.
Yeah.
What other shops do we love? At shopping centres. I want to, you know, we talked about JB. I love it, JB. I love
a Rebel Sport. You go in there, it smells good in there. You look at the stuff.
Rebel, yeah.
And you buy like a Spalding high bounce ball.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever bought anything in a Rebel Sport.
No, but you're in there all the time.
I feel like a stranger in there.
Time in store to things purchased.
Yeah,
oh.
All time.
Like huge.
The disparity.
Not on the same graph.
Yeah.
I am very typical of, like, I love going into a stationery store that has, like, a bit to it. Like, if it's, like, a stationery store for
Cass.
One of those stores. Like, the stationery stores
like
in Melbourne Centrals that are opening
Cass.
Up.
Cass.
Yes.
Have you been in Milligram?
Oh,
you get a moleskin from there?
Oh, no.
I cannot tell you how many moleskins I've bought.
Can we have Milligram chat for a sec?
I am a Milligram member.
So I am also a Milligram member.
I've never heard of Milligram.
Milligram.
I didn't see you at the convention.
I personally love a month-to-month physical diary. If it's week-to-week, that's too big. Mm. If it's month-to-month, I can handle it. I cannot do day-to-day. I would lose my fucking mind.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. I want a small, compact one. I went to Milligram. I asked the people were lovely. They showed me around the whole store. I ended up buying a roller barn. One of the brands that there did a dot diary that had, it was passport size. And what I did was I used my supplies from Milligram to create my own month-by-month diary. It is perfect.
How many months did you put in upside down by accident?
Hayden's seen my diary. I did draw one of the months.
I think September's upside down.
September is upside down.
I see upside down. I hear upside down. I see bespoke.
Yes, it's custom. And now I'm obsessed with my diary. I covered it with stickers. I've ruled. I've done everything
that's
just
dope.
So what is your diary set up?
My actual diary is online, but I have a diary or a journal for projects, so project to project.
Oh, yeah.
And so
new one each time, or you have a massive...
New one each time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So my coffee cafe one is a Milligram. It's that yellow, it's like a yellow 70s style notepad that is...
With the swirlies?
How thick is it?
Oh, yeah.
It's a dot journal, huh?
Is it? Because I always buy these books and I'm like, yeah, I'll put my ideas in there. And then I feel like I've got too many pages for how many ideas I have.
Yeah, no, I never finish a book.
Yeah, okay.
But I'll tell you what else I get from these places.
Tell
what do you get?
Scent.
Which ones? Okay.
Study of trees.
Study.
A scent is in like a spray, like a smell?
Yeah.
Okay. So
what's it for?
If you,
making shit smell good.
You've been to the scent section of Milligram, have you been to Law Perfumery in Fitzroy?
No.
You need to go there.
I've heard about Law.
Oh my God.
I've heard about that too. There's a perfume that smells like gunpowder. And there's a perfume that smells like old library books.
I was going to say, so Law, the people there are wizards. So you can go in and be like, this is what I want to smell like. They'll pull scents out.
Really?
But they stock a brand that specializes in single scents and they're like $30 each. So you can.
Law?
Yeah, Law Perfumery.
L-O-A-R?
L-O-R-E.
Law.
Law Perfumery in Fitzroy. So my favorite one, I want to hit them up.
Law.
Exactly the same as popcorn.
Oh.
The perfume smells exactly like popcorn.
Your house smells
like
popcorn?
When you say single scents, what do you mean by that?
So instead of being like, oh, this one smells like cranberries and almonds or whatever.
Oh, it's one thing.
It will be one thing. So that's the gunpowder.
It's not a mixture.
Law perfumery.
Okay, I'm going there.
We should get sponsored by Law.
Oh my God, I would.
I'll go there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can I come?
Yeah.
I've been wanting to go there for
ages. Your work and pick you up. Broden's here. We're going to Law.
So I have to go.
I'll skip work for Law.
Yeah. There is.
Third thing I like to get from Milligram.
Yes.
Kinto cups.
I don't know what that
I don't
is.
Know what
the
Kinto
but
is.
I like the way you said
Kinto
it.
Kinto cups. Kinto is a Japanese brand.
Mm-hmm.
Mugs.
What's so special about a Kinto? Do they fit the squid?
I don't. You've challenged me and I'm afraid.
Mm.
They are just a beautiful design.
They're nice to drink out of.
Yeah, because I love a thin cup rim. With a thin, thin lip on a cup.
I'm gonna show you some Kinto stuff, right?
Show me, classy. I can't see
mugs. I'm talking this kind of stuff here.
Oh, that's nice.
So
that's
is
simple.
It like
it's
a
elegant.
Thick ceramic or is it thin?
But a bit of both. I've got a couple of different styles.
Okay.
I'm
really after a thin ceramic.
Well, no, you can get that.
Okay, okay,
oh my God.
Is this a podcast?
It is.
And they've got great teapots.
We'll
we were talking
show
teapots.
Note.
I would die for Milligram.
Oh,
there we go.
I would throw myself. You know, I would support them.
Mm.
Do you know what? Sponsor, some of these Kinto mugs are a bit rhombus, and I love that. I love a fat bottom.
Rhombus.
Mm. Hey guys, you want to know about the oldest shop in the world?
Yes.
All right.
God, I don't know. Is this a trick question?
It's not a trick question. It's just a normal question. It's not QI. How old do you think the world's oldest shop is, as in it's still in operation?
Prostitution
or something, it's going to be.
No. It's in like a specific store, one premises. How long has it like continually been operating for that's still operating today? How old do you think it is?
3,000 years.
8 years.
8 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
COVID, I know, COVID was tough.
That the Mac is your Lambie.
Okay, well, Cass ruined it by guessing too much, but it was it's 1,300 years.
Oh.
What is it?
It is called, fuck, the page refreshed.
This better be good.
It is, oh my God, I keep auto-scrolling to the top because all the ads are loading. It is, it's in your Lambie. It is, no, it's in, it's in Japan. Oh no, it's wait, fuck it.
You've made it up.
Kill him.
Okay.
Kill.
It is. It's in Japan. It's Nishiyama Onsen Kyunken. And
so
it's a hot spring.
Feudal Japan?
Yeah. Well,
how do we know what they were doing in feudal Japan? It was a shut-off community and society.
The year 700.
They could be lying.
I think
feudal Japan.
But why would they lie, Broden?
Yeah, that's true. They're a people of great respect.
Yeah. It's an onsen. Okay. It's been operating continuously for 1,300 years. Isn't that cool?
What's their cash flow like? What are they? What's their float?
I think it's probably it's pretty good. I
what's
think.
What's their float?
Because water, it's in water.
Yeah,
it's water.
No, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we go about, you know, about, we go about $500 in float. we take it home, obviously. So that
yeah, you don't want to keep stuff on premises. Yeah, and you can stay there the night.
Oh.
Apparently, the service is very good.
It's seeming less and less like a shop.
It's a show. So, well, you buy services there. Is a massage parlor a shop?
No.
Fuck.
It's a parlor.
I've been sexually assaulted, in massage parlors.
Yeah, same.
Really?
So many times.
Yeah.
Do you know this happens?
No.
After the
women don't get assaulted.
Yeah. This is unusable. I'll start again. I've had lots of very bad experiences at massage parlors. The day after Coffee Cafe came, talking of shops.
Oh.
Coffee Cafe, streaming now on iView.
This was
if you're in Australia.
If you watch
not,
Coffee Cafe,
VPN.
Know that this happened the day after I finished this show. I'm like, I need a massage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked up, I'm like, you got to be careful when you're a guy, when you go to these massage parlors, because
a lot of them
aren't massage parlors.
Yeah. I mean, they'll massage you, but
in a
what
really,
cost?
Really well or really badly.
Yeah.
And so I ring up one. I'm like, if I ring up, I'll know it's a, you know.
You
so I ring
up
this one place. I'm like,
they'll give you some kind of secret code word or something.
I looked up the reviews. I'm like, okay, positive.
Yep.
And they're like, great, come down. And I went, great. I show up and I'm like, I've made a mistake from looking at it. It's a lot of flashing lights.
A lot of flashing lights. And if the front window is covered completely in stickers and you can't see into the premises,
a lot of candles and pebbles.
Oh, that sounds okay.
And I open the door. I open the door and the lady's like, come back here. And I walk in. I'm like, oh, no. And I'm like, I just want a massage. She's like, yeah, and something more. And I was like, no. And she's like, you got to transfer me money. And she's covering the doorway so I can't get out.
Wait.
And I was like, I just want to. And I'm like, I think I've come to the wrong place. She's like, no, don't leave.
You have
and
to
like,
transfer me money.
To get past and run out.
Yeah, and then she's like, hey, wait. Are you from Put? Did you do Put?
Yeah, and then she was a Put fan, and then I got a hand job, and I was like, and then I was like, fuck, I just want a massage. So I went to another place. Same thing happened.
Yeah.
No.
My friend lives on a, I can say because he's about to move. I helped him move yesterday. He lives on Sydney Road, and he lives in an apartment building, but it's sort of set back. And the shop in front of it was vacant for ages, and it just turned into a little rub and tug, like massage parlor. And his doorbell is like, captures all the footage and stuff, and all these old men ring his doorbell by mistake, and it's got like he showed me the compilation of all the photos of all these old men at like 11:30 looking real grisly,
yeah,
just be like wanting a rub and tug.
Fuck, it just reminded me.
Yep.
During COVID, a brothel opened up across my hallway.
Oh,
across your hallway?
Yeah, in my house. I was like,
in your house?
Like in my apartment building?
Okay,
you gotta specify.
Yeah. Like these, all of a sudden, Annie and I just started to notice just a lot of men around
in like a private house
in an apartment building.
Yeah, wow.
And I was like, what's with all these dudes?
Mm.
And then one day I was like, and like a lot of guys not wanting to give me eye contact.
Yeah.
And then like
they'd be like, oh no, he's from Pud.
He's from Pud.
I was like, first time I saw him, I was like, oh, a new neighbor.
Mm.
And then I was like,
hello, how do you do?
Another new neighbor. And then one day I heard like a, hi, I'll just get you to go into the shower. And I was like, no. And I was like, there's a fucking brothel.
Yeah.
And then I saw the window and a red light. And then I was like, I think I'm going to tell Body Corporate.
Yeah. What'd they do?
They were like, really? And I said, Yeah.
I think so. They're getting people to share and there's lots of red lights.
And they're like, we better.
And no one's been like, hey, he's from PUD.
And then a week later, yeah. And then a week later, they were like, yeah, we, yes, yes.
Thank you for informing us.
Yes. And then it stopped happening.
I guess that's probably the life of a brothel, right? You, pops up, gets stamped out by the man.
I tried to look up the address and be like, hand job this house.
Yeah, how do you find out?
Yeah, there's, I don't know.
Some kind of.
Yeah, I mean, there are ways to find out. You probably wouldn't know them, though.
No. Yeah. Probably like a newsletter, like an email.
Yeah. Or like Reddit. I don't know.
Well,
but that would have come up when you Googled.
That's a shop that you destroyed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's cool. A business I destroyed.
Mm. A small think business, about the lost independently income. Owned.
I'm sorry if you're listening.
The lost income and the lost outcome.
But I believe in proper licenses for businesses in this country, and you must pay tax accordingly.
Yeah. You got to pay fair.
How do you know they weren't paying tax?
Well, they were working in a place that was not an official business. Mm. So I'd imagine some elements of it would have been dodgy.
I fail to see how.
Yeah.
A brothel? A dodgy brothel?
And it was at, what was my address? I can't remember.
Yeah, what is it?
I can't remember.
You can't remember the address?
No, because I move a lot. I'm not going to move anymore. I'm staying where I'm moving to next week, but then I'm not moving anymore.
What's that address?
That will be.
And on that note, I've been Cass.
I've been Hayden. And Broden.
He's farting again.
Another foofy.
I've got an exciting announcement before you sign off.
Yeah, please.
Tomorrow we are releasing a bonus episode.
Of this podcast, yes.
Where we just talk through every train station on the line we grew up.
If you thought this episode was a bit sort of niche and weird, with the first 20 minutes of this, we were talking about every single station on the Hurstbridge line in northeastern Melbourne. and so if you live there, honestly, if you live on the Hurstie line or around the Hurstie line, you are going to fucking come. It's gonna be so good.
Yeah.
It's gonna be very satisfying. It's gonna be very niche.
Why make comedy for anywhere everyone?
Else, don't listen to it.
This isn't Ted Lasso.
No, exactly. You gotta have a certain percentage of the audience hate your stuff. Otherwise, you've failed.
Story of my life.
Yeah. So a bonus episode with Broden coming tomorrow. Hurstie line special. We'll see you there.
And send money to these guys for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, feel free.
You can't really do that. Subscribe to Sans Pants Plus. I don't get any of that money.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I've got a Twitch channel that's still up and running. It surely has a PayPal link.
Yeah. I've got a Twitch as well. Donate money.
Find our Twitch channels and just send us some money over there.
You guys do it before you listen to it.
Play a game, though. Play a video game or something at least.
I used to do the crosswords on there.
I used to do origami.
Yeah, it was nice.
Wow.
You can fold along.
But then
with
I got too busy and I got stuff on. I'll start it back up next year. You want to be a guest on my crossword Twitch stream next year?
Yeah, I think about Twitching all the time, and then I have to buy
it's a whole thing.
Computer.
You got to start. It's a whole thing. It's a big investment.
Yeah,
to start.
No.
Good thing I spent all that money and did it not very much.
I loved your Sunday crossword.
It was fun. It was good fun.
You do it as a team.
Is it a cryptic one or a?
Nah, just standard.
I hate cryptic.
Nah, so do I.
Stop it. Yeah. Honestly,
who are you trying to impress with a cryptic?
No one.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.